It's your girl Habina here at the Drive-By Show at the numbers 96.7 FM, and I'm here with the phenomenal, talented Carmen Lalane. She is the owner of Carmen Squared, and she has so many great things to share with us today in honor of Haitian Flag Day. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
How are you doing today?
I'm tired, otherwise... in great spirits.
Yes. I see you came through with us with the looks today.
And some.
All right. So tell us about yourself, where you're from, and a little bit about your background.
Well, I was born in Haiti. My mom and I moved to Michigan when I was young. And then after that, we migrated here to Portland when I was around 9 years old. And then I've been here pretty much ever since, but at the same time, I've kind of been a nomad because when I turned 18, I decided to live in Charlotte. I lived in New York, California, everywhere. And then I'm back here for a while and just, I have a 2-year-old son. And so then pretty much managing being a single mom, still work a full-time job and working on different projects and everything else.
Nice. Now, you know, we have to talk about like your roots in Portland because, you know, I did some digging and you went to Benson Polytech High School.
Right.
And you did go to HBCU in North Carolina.
Right.
Chapel Hill?
Correct? No, I went to Johnson C. Smith University.
Let's talk about that and like how that kind of perpetuated and created Carmen Squared.
Going to an HBCU, especially coming from Portland, Oregon, was sort of like a giant culture shock. Because, as you know, Portland has about 10% black people. And then going to somewhere like North Carolina, which is the culture everywhere that you went, and going to an HBCU was a total turnaround where it was just like sprinkled a few other people outside of black folks. And so then having to actually see a lot of well-educated people, learning different parts of our history that obviously normally we wouldn't learn, just so many things. And then having to see the sort of the beauty and the magnitude that you could be, it kind of always gave a motivation to always be a part of the community and add to your community. And so I think that's the one thing a lot of us from HBCUs kind of gravitate towards, of us wanting to see better in the black community.
Nice. Now, Carmen Squared, how did that come about? Where did the name come from? Because it's fairly unique.
Obviously, my name is not originally Carmen, but my grandmother from my father's side is Carmen. My mother is Carmen. Ooh. And when I was born, they used to nickname me Little Carm. Well, translation, Little Carm. It's actually Tecum, which is Little Carm. And so then when I went to high school, I hated people butchering my name. I didn't hate my name, but I hated people butchering it.
Can you, for the record, can you give us your government name so we know?
No, not kidding. My government name is Wilkam. But it's hard for people to say that because, one, they put the A in there, they put some extra E sometimes. Anyways, so I got tired of people messing up my name. So in high school, I went by Carmen. And so then for the most part, if you didn't know me prior to high school, you just know Carmen. And that was it. So, and so because of that, and, you know, being that my family is really, you know, important to me and close to me, and Carmen Squared comes from because my grandmother, she actually made liquors. That was part of her business that she did in Haiti. And so from the time I could remember, very young, when she used to do the liquors that she sold, I used to be there with my own spoon, whipping it up with her.
Underage.
I didn't eat it. She didn't let me drink it. But yes, she would actually let me taste it every once in a while. But of course, this is the Caribbean. Nobody has age restrictions. But she would just give me a cup But if there was, you know, if they were tasting, but then, you know, like my child right now, he loves mixing. I think that was all. It's not really about eating it. It's just the mixing and being part of making it. And that's the thing. And so then when I came here, there's not really a lot of Haitian, well, one, there's not really a lot of stores where you can actually buy Haitian things. Mm. And so a lot of ways, all of us that's in the community, we tend to actually make things from our home and sell it to each other. And so then I decided to actually put those things that I learned between my mother and my grandmother and put this into a Haitian a liquor specialty. So, you know, for at least everyone else to actually enjoy, you know, we enjoy in our own community.
Mm, got you. Now, what really motivated
Carmen? Hold on one second. Ooh, excuse me. I have a cold.
No COVID. So let's talk about Carmen Squared, like the entire idea, not the name, the idea. How did that come about? Because you talk about your upbringing, you know, your grandmother, the nostalgia that was there. How did you decide and have the epiphany, hey, this is what I want to do. This needs to be, you know, out in the world. How did that come about? Like, what really pushed you?
So my mom has been, doing this. Like, so she's one of the ones that's in the Haitian community that makes Haitian patties or pâtés and liquors and stuff like that. And there are certain things, you know, how everybody's good at.
Yeah. So is that shade?
No. I just happen to be a liquor connoisseur, so so that was something she jokes with me that it runs in the family, that's, you know, we gravitate towards liquor with my dad's family. Now that part's a shade. But and so it was easy for me to actually be able to actually realize that that is something I can do well and people actually like it. And so, and I also want to actually, you know, put a Haitian brand out there of something that, you know, on par with all the big brands of liquor that you would find, you know, that represents, you know, Haitian, a really strong part of Haitian culture.
Okay. No, I like that answer. So you kind of talk about your grandmother and growing up and the mixing and all that exciting stuff, being a lit child. Do you have any other like nostalgic memories around Haitian food or your grandmother in regards to just, you know, the liquor, the Haitian patties, the cooking, the food? Because I feel like everyone always have some sort of connection whenever they create a brand or something.
That really is just the one of the most vivid, because like I said, my grandmother, she lives in a place in Haiti called Las Caobas. And so then she was really close to my mother, and so then very often, you know, every few months or so, she would take the trip down, she would take the bus trip down, and then she would come with us. But because, you know, this is, you know, she still had a business to run back home, she still had to sometimes, you know, take materials and stuff like that and, you know, do some things before she actually had to actually head back home from visit. And so from those times, where that's kind of how my mom learned also from her, is how to actually make these specialty things. And some of them are things that is regional to Las Caobas only, that most Haitian people wouldn't actually know of. Because me even looking it up, sometimes I was kind of like, especially when I first got in and when I was trying to actually, you know, figure out other type of, you know, Haitian liquors. One is, like, there's a cherry liquor that I learned from her, and that's not a common thing where a lot of people are not aware that it is, unless they're actually from that particular region in Haiti.
Got you. That's interesting. So why embody the Haitian culture in your brand, right? Because there's some brands out there that embody certain elements within the Haitian culture, but they don't pay homage to Haiti or the culture itself. So why did you decide to just include that as part of the story for your brand?
I think it's my beginning. It's where I come from. I appreciate it where I come from. I love what it instilled in me. I love the memories that it gave me from my family. I also kind of want, you know, Haiti's always a country that's overlooked or looked down on. And so when each of us are able to actually make a positive difference, you know, in the culture or in the way that it is seen, or to able to actually experience the culture, the better it is for Haiti in general.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, with everything that's, you know, going on in Haiti, with the president, the government, the structures, the kidnapping, the havoc that's happening, and the people that are being affected by it, a lot of people are scared to venture into businesses that have any associations around Haiti, or people are quick to criticize others, saying you can't build or capitalize off, you know, Haiti in certain ways without finding a way to give back to the people there. What are your thoughts on that, and then how do you, you know, consider that when creating your brand?
I believe that it is, like, everyone should have, like, especially if you come from somewhere that's impoverished, your main goal should always be what is the betterment when you are able to give to your community, to build your community. It's always better to actually to put the best foot forward, to one, help financially, but also help to motivate, you know, those that are younger than us to understand that there is no reason to be ashamed of where you come from, you know, to be proud of where they come from, to know that there is more than all the deaths and all the kidnappings and all the weird political things that are happening in Haiti. So it is better to kind of add, you know, some levity to something that's from something that you never really hear any positives coming out of. Like right now, it's been really hard to hear any positive news coming from Haiti. So it's best for us to be able to take away from some of that negativity. And just, I don't know, I would love to be in a position to have a successful company and be able to improve the communities that I know in Haiti. And to be a positive voice in Haiti, to show that there is more to Haiti than
what the media portrays.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Now, you know, you mentioned that you're a single mother, you have a gorgeous son, and you know, touching on that, you know, and being a woman in business and in the generation that we are now, like, women are definitely taking the lead in a lot of things. You know, with him coming up and being Haitian, how do you want him to embrace his culture and his heritage and see mom, you know, doing all these great things? And how do you want him to, you know, take in that culture, you know, coming up, you know, because there's a lot of aspects to it, right? There is the American culture, right? A lot of people talk about that. And there's the traditional Haitian cultures and customs coming up, right? So, like, what would you want from him to take from that, especially you taking the foot forward to just start your own brand and just be a role model for him? Sorry, that was like a lot to lecture at you.
It was. For my son, ultimately, I want him to know his culture. That's above all. I want him to learn the language. I want him to be able to visit, hopefully when it's safer, to be able to enjoy those things that I enjoyed in Haiti. When I was younger, my mom and I used to go to Haiti every year to vacation. Like, I would love to be able to actually, in a time, to be able to take him so he can actually see the different things, to taste the food there, the fruits, the little things that we have here that you can import some of it, but it will never be the same getting it and experience it directly there. But at the same time, I want him to appreciate, you know, the hard work that goes into making something, to be able to keep up with something. But at the same time, with him, he kind of never gives up anyways. He's a busybody, so he will forever keep trying everything, even my last nerve. So there is that.
So do you have any new projects or maybe any products in store that we should look forward to with their brand?
That's funny, because we were just talking about my son. So part of another business that I'm actually currently working on right now is a hair brand for him. Well, not really a hair brand for him. So when he was a baby, it was hard to find black boy hair products. So there was lots of mixed kids hair products. There was products towards Black girls, but I didn't really see a lot towards natural hair care products towards Black boys and stuff. And so with him, and so I hated to want to actually use any of the products that I used in my own hair, because even though I'm thoughtful of what I put in my hair, I still don't want, you know, the harsh things that, you know, goes into him being a baby. So there are certain things that you kind of just wanted to actually be totally natural. And so I came up with different oils and different sprays and stuff like that, because now his hair is crazy long. But in order for me to actually braid it and to manage it, then I had to actually figure out, you know, what is the something safe that can go into his hair and allow his hair to actually be very nice and manageable to, you know, it's for, you know, another thing to for a Black boy to have his best foot forward when he's looking in life and looking nice and being confident in himself. So
right. So when should, you know, those of us that are wanting that expect that?
You said what?
When should we expect that drop?
I am actually hoping to actually have that by the end of the year.
Okay.
That is the goal. And actually, as far as the liquor brand, I'm hoping to actually have that by the end of summer, too, since we're talking about both of those.
Okay. So where can they follow your brand at if they want to get a sneak peek or stay up to date into anything around your brand?
So you can follow me on Instagram. It's WCLala85. I'm currently working on a website for the products at the moment, but if you most definitely check on my Instagram, I most definitely will keep update of those actual websites coming up.
Okay. Now, if I were a listener and I just want to connect with Carmen, where can I find you at?
like I said, Instagram, for sure. You can most definitely always, I have a Facebook page, but my Facebook name is kind of funny. So it's definitely not ever going to actually find me. I tend to be really private. So
do you have maybe an email they could, you know?
Yeah, it's quite easy. So mine is just, my name, CarmenLelane@hotmail.com.
Okay.
And so then at least that way be able to actually hit me up and ask any questions about the products or any inquiries.
Nice. Now, do you have anything planned for Haitian Heritage Month or Haitian Flag Day? Or if not, what do you traditionally or typically do just to commemorate and celebrate our history and our ancestors and all the great things about our culture?
So previously, about 2 years ago, we used to always, so in Haiti and in, as far as celebrating Flag Day, there's always celebrations that happen. So whether it's just like people getting together for barbecues and parties and stuff like that, or I've been to New York where there's Haitian Flag Day events too, where, you know, everybody is just out partying. So that most definitely is just always like a joyous event. Of course, due to COVID and due to me being a new mother, I haven't actually been able to actually enjoy that. But this year I will be in New York for this year's Haitian Flag Day. So I most definitely am planning on some Flag Day activities then.
Yes, COVID friendly, of course. COVID friendly.
Always COVID friendly, please. We are not bringing COVID in 2022 here.
Now, when you think of Haiti, what comes to mind for you with your personal experience and being there and being raised there and that sort of stuff?
When I think of Haiti, I wish people were able to actually know those beach pictures that, you know, everybody shows of Jamaica and Bali and stuff like that with the beautiful white sand. Mm-hmm. Haiti has that abundantly, and it's amazing. I remember there's, of course, you know, it's an island, so there's water sources everywhere. So I remember when I was younger, I used to go visit my my other grandma who lives in Lekai, and we used to go to the river. And late at night, you know, 9 p.m., we'd all go swimming, or like, I don't know if it's 9 p.m., I was a young kid, but it was late at night. And we used to go swimming. It was kind of like a hot tub in the middle of the night, you know, late at night type of thing. And those are the type of like strange, you know, little memories that you kind of keep on that always just brings, you know, a little happiness to just kind of think of every once in a while. But yeah.
Nice. Now, you know, we have to do this. It's something we do here at The Numbers. A fun little game we call Smash or Pass, but right. The Haitian edition. Now, yes. I'm going to name off a couple of Haitian individual celebrities. And, you know, you're going to say smash if you feel like you vibe with their energy and what they're doing and what they're putting onto the world.
Right.
And you'll say, you know, pass if you're not really feeling what they're doing or it's not your, you know, your vibe. And that's cool, too. No right. judgment here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're going to keep it PG, you know, family friendly. So I will just show you some images, a little slideshow I have put together. Okay. And, you know, if you vibe in, you say smash. If not, right. you say pass. All right. Good. Can you see this?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. So Sweet Mickey.
Uh-huh.
Pass.
We're going to pass.
You're going to pass on him? Okay, so yes. Why are we passing?
I don't really know much about him. The only thing I know about him is that his music. So yes. My uncle used to love listening to Sweet Mickey with me when I was little. Mm-hmm. So I don't listen to Haitian music as much, but I actually know his music quite well. Mm. So I am like, as far as music-wise, I'm like an old Haitian man as far as my music taste. And so his is but at the same time he was a president and I don't know his politics well enough, but from what I heard it was, we're gonna pass. Yeah.
All right, so Garcelle,
she's a beautiful woman. I guess pass. She seems really sweet and most definitely has always represented in the best light.
Okay, so pass as in no, you're not vibing with her?
I said smash.
Smash, yes, smash. Okay, smash. Okay. Just want to make sure. All right, Wyclef Jean.
Wyclef Jean. I liked his music back when he was with the Fugees.
Not liked.
I did. I mean, I did. I most definitely did. I mean, it's not anything I'm listening to now, so that's why I put it in as far as past tense. I'm sure if it came back up, it most definitely would come back up to me again. Other than that, I don't know much of him personally, so I guess smash.
Smash. Okay. All right. Mona Scott Young.
Ah, we're always here for the business woman extraordinaire, although I'm not a fan of everything she puts out there, but I'm all for, you know, her, you know, always wanting to put, you know, build her empire.
Okay.
So smash on her.
Nice. Kodak Black.
We're gonna pass.
Why are we passing?
Due to his very troubled past, he most definitely, I'm all for believing victims, and he has had lots of allegations towards him, and actually just recently just pleaded guilty to something, I believe, in South Carolina. So yes, we're gonna pass.
Okay. All right, Jessie Wu.
I like her music. I follow her sometimes on YouTube and stuff. She's really funny. She's a great comedian. So we're gonna smash.
Okay. Jason Derulo.
We're going to pass.
So quick, why pass?
I'm not a fan of his music.
All right, Chica.
Oh, smash. I love her music. Okay. Oh, she has such a great voice, and like the way she raps and sings is amazing. I love it.
Nice. Da Vinci.
I don't know much of him. So we're going to pass.
Okay. So he is on Grown-ish. He plays Cash. And he's also on the hit show All-American, too.
Ah, not one of those that I will do I watch.
Okay. And then, you know, to end on a nice little note, a question that I want to leave you with.
Okay.
Since you've definitely lived life, you've done a lot of great things. What advice would you give to someone trying to pursue their dreams, whether that be entrepreneurship, or just traveling the world, or whatever it may be, what advice would you give to our Haitian youth, or just young listeners in general around that?
I would truly say for them to find their passions. Due to our culture, our parents tend to want to drive us towards the, you know, the lawyer, the doctor route, but a lot of people are not meant for that. And so I would always say that rather than waste your time into trying to please your parents, it's probably, you know, spend some time. They might not be happy with you at first, but whatever your passion is might bring you a lot more success than those wanted field from your parents. But I would always say for someone to actually always find their passion and find what they love in and try to invest in that and grow in that.
Nice. Now, I just want to say thank you, Miss Lalaine, for coming through and just spreading your knowledge and sharing your business with us on this pleasant day. It's your girl, Bina, host of the Drive-By Show at the numbers.fm 96.7. And we are out.
Thank you.